Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Against Milwaukee and seal that victory, and then followed by back-to-back walk-offs in games 1 and 2 against the L.A. Dodgers. Just an incredible run. Let's see if they can keep this up as they head out to L.A. for games 3, 4, and 5. Before we get back into that for a second, I want to tell you that you can be caller number 9 right now, and you're going to win two great nights. I mean, not just one, but two great nights at State Farm Arena. This is how cool this giveaway is, JJ. If you're caller number 9 at 404-741-0929, you're going to win two tickets to see the Hawks and the Mavs on Thursday night, Luka versus Trey opening night.
Okay, am I eligible?
Yeah, no.
I need two?
Yeah, and then, as if that weren't enough, two nights later, we're going to get the Junior Lightweight World Boxing Championship. You're going to get Jamel Semperfi Herring and Shakur Stevenson fighting at State Farm. Atlanta's becoming kind of a boxing town. We haven't noticed this. Anyway, you get the Junior Lightweight Championship at State Farm. You're going to get two tickets to that, too.
You know, John, when we had the Olympics here way back in 96, first thing I did, buy boxing tickets. I was fortunate enough to go to the 76 Olympics in Montreal, saw both Spinks brothers. It was just incredible. Olympic boxing turned me into a huge boxing fan. And, of course, anytime I get to go see, I love it. If you've never been to a live boxing match, you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, it really is. I still think maybe the greatest sporting event I ever went to was a title fight in Vegas at Mandalay Bay. And just incredible.
I saw Butterbean. Remember Butterbean, the big heavyset guy? I saw him fight in an undercard out in Vegas one time.
Yeah.
I went up to Buffalo one time and I saw Boom Boom Mancini lose. It was the second fight to Livingstone Bramble.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a tough one. And we got credentials, so we were sitting right at ringside. I was pretending
I was
taking pictures.
Close. I was two rows back for the De La Hoya fight. If you've never been to a huge prize fight, the only way to describe it is, you know, the intensity of the roar of the walk-offs. Imagine that intensity of roar for an hour solid.
It's electric. Yeah. It is electric.
Yeah, it starts with that, and it stays that way. It's just electric. It really is. It's really an amazing experience if you've never been. For those people who are, not opposed to boxing, but not necessarily boxing fans, if you go to one of those, it'll make you a boxing fan. Absolutely make you a boxing fan. Let's get into our week ahead. Hour ahead here, Mike Conley going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk to the man in many hats about Atlanta United, where they stand, because it's going to be a busy week here. Wednesday and Thursday especially. We now know that Tuesday's game three will be a 5:08 start. A 5:08 start with Walker Buehler and Charlie Morton, the slated starters. 5:08 afternoon affair in L.A., 5:08 our time on Tuesday. Now, Wednesday and Thursday, if there is a game Thursday, hopefully there's not. And that'd be good if there wasn't. But Wednesday, 8:08, Thursday, 8:08 our time, a little after 8 o'clock our time. So late nights Wednesday and maybe Thursday. Wednesday, certainly, game four with Atlanta United at MBS that same night, taking on NYCFC, and you can hear Mike Conley on the call of that on 99 The Game. It's a 7:30 kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. If there is a game five, then it would be Thursday at 8:08, and that'll be up against the Hawks, who are at State Farm against Luka, and we'll have that with Steve Holman on the call at 7:30, tip-off against the Dallas Mavericks in the opening of the season here. Yeah, so hopefully, Jerome, there isn't. Hopefully, I could just lock in on Trey and Luka and not have to worry about the Braves, because the Braves are off to the World Series. That'd be a nice thing.
That would be nice. I don't think it's going to happen. But, look, I mean, I'm catching a little grief here on Twitter. People are thinking I'm super positive that the series is over. It's not over. Anything can happen in this series. What I'm saying is this team has a different feel to it than even just last year. Let me just throw out two stats here for you, John, because I'm not going to hit a home run like Jock Peterson, nor am I wearing pearls. But let me bring you just two stats. And this is just, you can sit there and say they've either been lucky or maybe there's something special. Game one, the Braves struck out 14 times in that game, and they still won the game. You strike out 14 times, no way you should win a baseball game. Game two, and they didn't walk once either. Game two, Braves pitchers walked 9 Dodgers last night, 9, and hit a batter, and they still won that game.
And they only gave
you
up
shouldn't
four
win
hits.
Either one of those two games. They won them both. Right. You know, they won them both. It's a different feel. Now, you could sit there and go, well, they got lucky and that luck's going to run out. Or you could take it from the positive angle and say, these are games they would have lost a year or two ago or the year before that or the year before that when they won the division each time. And they're not losing them now. That's my point. There's just a little different feel to this. But yeah, it's not over. Yeah. It's not over. I understand. Still, I like it.
Yeah, if you come at me and said, you're going to be on Monday morning, and after the first two games, Freddie Freeman's 0 for 8 with 7 strikeouts, I would have said,
okay.
Okay, this isn't going to be a fun Monday. But no, look at that, 0 for 8, 7 strikeouts, and the Braves are 2-0. And getting clutches. Alex Anthopoulos, the moves that he made, you have an outfield that's among the best in baseball to start the season with Acuna, Ozuna, and Pache that goes poof. For a variety of reasons. And you have to remake it. And all you get is Jock Peterson and Eddie Rosario and Adam Duvall. And you can say, Duvall didn't do nothing. Duvall carried you for a while with some of those thunder shot home runs he hit. Are you kidding me? So those three guys have turned into he had to remake his outfield.
Yeah. And don't forget, Soler came up huge, and obviously he's not in this series. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think of what Alex Anthopoulos has done. Back in 2018, he brings in Adam Duvall with Kevin Gausman and Darren O'Day, who was a nice piece in our pen. Mm-hmm. In 2019, he gets Dallas Keuchel, a Cy Young Award winner, for nothing. And then at the last minute, at the trade deadline, brings in Melanson, Green, and Martin. Our bullpen was horrible. He brings in three closers. 2020, picks up Pablo very late. Doesn't really do much, but he had that great first month of the season for us this year. Ulys Chashin, who ate up a bunch of innings, turned his game around, signed a nice big contract after that. And then this year, like you said, Peterson, Duvall, Soler, Rosario, and Richard Rodriguez, who for a little while there pitched very well in middle relief. Hasn't done much for us lately, but you think, what if Alex Anthopoulos is not your general manager of the year, your executive of the year? There's something wrong in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I know, but he won't be because, they'll go, it's got to be the Giants. It's got to be, okay, fine. I get it. Whatever. It's like, they're not going to win any postseason awards, but you know what? If they win the World Series, who cares?
Yeah, that's true. I understand. I get it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Freddie won the MVP last year. That was nice, but would you rather have the World Series? Yeah. Okay. I kind of roll with that. The look ahead this week brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above, and it could be a huge week, a busy week, maybe a celebratory week. If you have tickets to Game 6, I hope you don't get to use them. That's all I can tell you is I hope you don't get to use them. I hope we're done in L.A. Some people are going to say, the odds are we're going to come back down 3-2. I think that's the mentality. We better win Game 6 because we need to force a Game 7. I think that's the mentality of a lot of Braves fans. Certainly I think it's the mentality of the LA media, which refuses to believe that the Braves can play with the Dodgers. Yet the Braves and Dodgers have met now in 9 games in the National League Championship Series over the last 2 years, and the Braves have won 5 of the 9. So I'm not really sure why they don't think the Braves can play with the Dodgers, but I guess I'm missing that part of it.
The whole LA media thing between Bill Plaschke and this other guy.
The Plaschke taking shots at us, all over the case. And Dylan Hernandez.
If you want to sit there and explain to us, because you're out in LA and you're appealing to the Dodgers market, I get it. If you want to explain to us why you think the Dodgers are going to win the series or why the Dodgers are better in different aspects of the game, that is your job. I totally understand it. And I don't even disagree with some of the points they make there. However, you don't have to be so derogatory and disrespectful to the Braves while you're making those points. Look, If you watch the Atlanta Braves play in the second half of the season, they went toe-to-toe with any team in baseball. Their record at that time was bad. They didn't get to 500 until 109 games in. I get that. But you can't look at the first half of the season and say that's the Atlanta Braves team that you're playing now, because it's not. It's clearly.
Plaschke's out there, you know, criticizing the battery and stuff and the stadium and the fans and the chop and everything else. And I'm thinking, you're in Chavez Ravine. There's nothing there.
Yeah. They got palm trees outside the home run fence. That's nice. But other than that, come on.
They're there when it comes to Dodger Stadium. Jerome, I'm not a fan of Dodger Stadium. I think it's overrated. Dodger Stadium, you're going to call us out? Get out. Go home. Go away.
Try to get to Dodger Stadium. Enjoy. Yep, that's why everyone's late and they leave early.
Yep. Reason they build it in a hole. Mike Conti, man of many hats, is going to join us, talk a little United, get his thoughts on the week ahead with the Hawks opening too. What a week it could be. United, Hawks, and Braves, and Falcons are back. Wow. All ahead next on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 99.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Lines it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by the Lindy and Sarah Group. Sell your home today at lindyhasthebuyers.com.
Man of many hats, Mike Conti joining the program this morning. Big Q back tomorrow, but Jerome Jurinovic in today with Mike and talking a little bit about, we'll get into the Hawks, a little United, a little Braves. We say many hats, and there are many hats for him to wear. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, John. Man, when Jerome retired, I had a fear that I may never see him again because really? I see Jerome all the
time. Oh, you're going to see me.
I hope so.
See me at the stadium. You'll see me down at State Farm. I'll just have a beer in my hand.
Yeah, not wearing a suit anymore.
No, we'll
probably drag him out of the woodwork every now and then. You know, I mean, I think so. Now that he's willing to do it, you know, I mean.
Well, I imagine my excitement when I came in the studio and saw Jerome. It's good to see you.
My man, Mike Conti.
Good to see you. Now there's a second person on this radio station who can back me up in any Penn State arguments that may unfold. So
they easily would have beat Iowa if their quarterback doesn't get hurt. Sean Clifford,
I think even Fricky agrees with that. Even Fricky agrees with that.
And I'm not opposed to it though.
And I'll tell you what, John, I don't know how Mike feels about this.
I'm still mad about 1982 and Todd Blackledge, but that's another story.
And I would like to hear Mike's take on this. I would not be against somebody hiring James Franklin.
Oh, I'd be all for it. Go ahead.
Everybody keeps talking. Take him, please.
Well, and now LSU is attached to his name, and you know he doesn't do anything to defuse these rumors because he doesn't outright deny it. But
he's great in front of a camera.
The problem is, Jerome, LSU has made it known that they want a coach who can win a national championship.
Well,
so that would probably disqualify James Franklin. But anyhow,
I got to get back to United has this game. So I have 2 points. I want you to answer the second one later about whether or not the appeal on the Barco red card will work. Mm-hmm. But you're playing without Joseph. You go on the road. There are like 12 fans at the game. I don't know what happened to Toronto fans. They just quit showing up.
Ontario has very strict.
Oh, it might be the COVID thing.
Very, very strict protocols. I hadn't thought about that. Right now. Okay, so I think that had a lot to do with it.
Fine. We'll move on. The United plays a really good game. They caught a break. Guzan made a phenomenal save late in the game. I mean, just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But two really good, solid strikes for goals. And then the put away by Moreno. Really happy with what I saw on the pitch from this team in that game. Really happy.
Yeah, me too. And you're right that Guzan made a big save to basically preserve the win, but Bono, the Toronto goalkeeper, made three or four big saves as well. It probably should have been a 2-0 or a 3-0 game by the time it got to Guzan needing to make that save. That's how comprehensive I think Atlanta United's performance was on Saturday. The 2-0 scoreline may have even been a little bit unflattering to them. But this is a team that has struggled on the road all year. Now they have a third road win. It's a second road win without Joseph Martinez, which I think is going to give them confidence. It's important to win a match like that on the road, especially a chippy match, because you're probably going to have to go on the road in the playoffs. I mean, right now, Atlanta United is fifth. That would mean they would be on the road in the first round. In fact, if the playoffs ended today, they'd be at Orlando in the first round. So you need to develop some confidence that you can win in the clutch on the road. That's why what they did on Saturday in Toronto was so important.
Let me ask you about the red card to Barco. When I was back in grade school, the nuns used to send me off all the time. There was no appealing red cards with the nuns.
Did you get a ruler to the hand as well?
Oh, you got more than a ruler.
Me too.
And the paddle to the backside, if you know what I mean. So was the play that vicious?
No. So it's controversial, and I think it's going to be appealed. I don't know if it'll be overturned. There was no, foul. There was no punch or anything like that. It was an altercation between Barco and Aro, who had been mixed up a couple times in the lead-up to their send-off. A couple, I think, hard fouls on the part of Aro. I'm sure Aro would probably disagree. But basically, they came together. The referee did not see it. The fourth official or the AR saw it and probably told the referee, you need to send them both off. I don't think there was a headbutt. I don't think any contact was made to the head or neck area. Those are, that's a black and white rule. If there's contact to the head or neck area or a headbutt, you're going to be sent off. I did not see that, but I would also say there were about four or five different skirmishes all going on at once, including that one. So I did not visibly see all of it.
Gut feeling you think if they appeal, it'll be overturned?
I do not think it'll be overturned because it's a judgment call by the referee. I think it's going to be very tough to overturn. You might as well try. You get a couple appeals a year. You're late in the season. You might as well try. The frustrating thing, Jerome, is it punishes Atlanta way worse than Toronto. Toronto's out. They're done, okay? They were eliminated from the playoffs with that loss on Saturday. But Barco now being out for a game at least, it takes Atlanta United's arguably best attacking player out of the lineup Wednesday night in a match that is really, really crucial against New York City, because if you win that match, now you're really starting to cushion the gap between you and the playoff line. So for Toronto, they don't care. I mean, they'd been trying to beat Atlanta United. Richie Larea had been trying to beat Luis Araujo into some stuff. They don't care. If they have a guy suspended, it's fine. Their matches remaining are meaningless. Atlanta United really bears the brunt of the penalty because they have five very important matches still to go.
All right, so let's talk about a final question on United, and I want to get to the Hawks. The five matches, three in a row at home, starts Wednesday night, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 7:30. You can listen to it, obviously, live on 90 Time the Game with Mike and Jason, NYCFC. Hopefully Joseph will be back in. It does sound like Barco's going to play. Mm-hmm. In these three home games that you have coming up in a row here, 7 points, a must?
I think 9 points are a must. When you say seven, I think you might be on the right track, John, because Atlanta United kind of got a bonus with a road win. You know, I think they were going into Toronto thinking, yeah, we want to win this, but if we get a draw, that's really good. That's going to keep us afloat. For me, I'm still going for a first-round playoff game. I mean, to just make the playoffs, yeah, you're right, John. If you get seven, you're going to be good. I want all nine because I want Atlanta United in a position where they could be the third or the fourth seed. They cannot drop points at home if they want that. So I look at these as three very winnable matches. New York City is injured, and they're starting to reel a little bit. They've been struggling. Miami is probably going to be eliminated by the time you see them. Toronto will definitely be eliminated by the time you see them. So you need to be able to get all nine of these points at home.
All right, let's switch over to the Hawks, our Hawks.
Yes.
I mentioned a few minutes ago, this is the most excited. Moved here in 86, most excited I've been about a Hawks season since I moved to Atlanta. Yeah. And that, no disrespect to Dominique or Joe Johnson or Josh Smith or Steve Smith, the great teams in the past. But, man, this team has something special ahead of it. What do they have to do, Mikey, in your opinion, to take the next step?
Wow. You know, the next step would be the NBA Finals, right? I mean, they were two wins away this year. And I've gotten that question a lot. And I think one of the things they need to do is just stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
You know, think about what the Hawks were able to do last year, even in the postseason with all the injuries that just kind of kept piling up. If they can stay healthy and you can get a DeAndre Hunter to the point where he can play 70 games this year and you can keep Trae Young in for like 75 games, John Collins for 75 games, this is going to be a really, really scary team for anyone in the Eastern Conference to deal with. But what's interesting, Jerome, is I feel like even if, God forbid, DeAndre Hunter has an injury setback, all right, well, you got Kevin Huerter, you got Cam Reddish. God forbid, John Collins suffers an injury setback. Oh, all right, you've got Danilo Gallinari. Even Trey, you know, if he has to miss a game or two, all right, you got Lou Williams and DeLon Wright. So I think Travis Schlenk has really done a good job shoring up, you know, the few areas where maybe the Hawks didn't have enough depth this offseason. I think if they stay healthy and if they play under control, which they showed us they can do last year in the postseason, sky's the limit for this team. Now, a lot of other teams in the Eastern Conference got better, I think. You know, Miami got better. Milwaukee, I think, will be just as good. Brooklyn, the Irving thing kind of clouds their picture a little bit. I think Philadelphia, if Simmons comes back, they will at least be as good as they were last year, if not better.
That could hang over them for half the season and really disrupt.
And Chicago, too.
Chicago, absolutely, John, yes. Chicago got better. Boston didn't get worse. They may have even gotten slightly better. It's possible the Hawks could be even better than they were last year and not end up in the four seed. I mean, that's how competitive I think the Eastern Conference will be, but unlike those Dominique teams where you had Jordan kind of standing in the way, or unlike that Millsap Horford team where you knew LeBron was standing in the way, I think, you know, it's all kind of wide open for the Hawks this year, and that's what makes it exciting.
That backup point guard position is going to be so huge for him this
year. I agree.
Last year, it was patchwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, but boy.
But lose there, and I think Cooper's got great upside.
And DeLon Wright, too.
I hope you're both right.
Yeah.
I hope you're both right, because it seemed like they were a different squad out there whenever Trey went to the bench.
But they won a Eastern Conference Finals game without Trae Young. So it just goes to show you that in moments, Lou Williams can be that guy, and I think DeLon Wright can be as well.
And, of course, Mike and Jason on the call. Wednesday night, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, NYCFC, Atlanta United, final five games of the regular season, big game Wednesday night. And that'll lead us to the Hawks game at State Farm on Thursday night and the opener against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, all wrapped around the Braves.
Yeah.
Mike, you got 30 seconds. My real quick thing on the Braves is that just 2-0 lead, or is there something special with this team?
No, I think they're special. I mean, because they're finding ways to get it done in the clutch, right? And sometimes when you can do things that are unexplainable, you kind of wonder if their name's already on the trophy. So, look, we were here last year. I don't want to jump too far ahead yet, but you love the position you're in going out to L.A. where really you only need to win one of these next three. I got to be honest with you, though. I kind of feel like a sweep's on the table. I feel that
wow,
way.
Sweet.
I mean, wow. Look, they've won five in a row dating back to the Milwaukee series. Well, you went two out of three, then it's all good. Let's go to the World Series. But I think one out of three, you'll be fine. But I expect they're going to do a lot better than one out of three.
All right. Mike, your lips to baseball God's ears there. All right. Thanks, Mike Connie. Man, okay. Man, do appreciate
it. Good to see you guys. Jerome, good to see you.
Always good to see you, buddy.
Yeah. Mike Honey on the call Wednesday night, United and NYCFC. All right, when we get towards top of the hour with Andy and Randy on this really fun Monday after a great weekend, hopefully a great weekend too, on Sports Radio 90 on the game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode. So back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Get into a little Hughes World action here in just a moment. Do want to remind you that Sports Radio 90 on the game is inviting you to a weekend of basketball and boxing. The Hawks are back Thursday night, taking on Luka Doncic and the Mavs. Opening night presented by State Farm. Saturday night, it's the Throwdown in the A-Town. World Championship Boxing main event features Jamel Semper Fi Herring defending his WBO Junior Lightweight World title against former Featherweight World Champ Shakur Stevenson. Make sure to grab your tickets for basketball and boxing, or both, at statefarmarena.com/events. That's statefarmarena.com/events. Jerome, the Hughes World segment will tomorrow will actually feature you, where he's going to probably regale us with these great stories about what he was doing on his vacation, which is going to be fun. Normally there's some kind of slice of life thing here that we offer. You know what my weekend was here? Sitting on my butt watching sports. So I got like nothing.
Hey, I had the in-laws in town. Right. And God bless them. Jack and Mary Lou, I know you're listening on your way driving back to Jacksonville. So be safe out there. But it was interesting because, I got three TVs in the basement. And I kind of hung out in the basement. Just glued to sports.
You just glued to sports.
The wife worked the grill. Yeah. Natalie, you did a great job. Ate like a champ.
Yeah, yeah. You mean hid. Hung out meaning hid.
Well, they came down on Saturday to watch because we had college football. We had everything going on Saturday.
Well, wait,
and then last night it was Steelers and Braves. And
okay, that sucks to be you. There's no elevator. You can't make the stairs? Okay, fine. I love having the in-laws over too, don't get me wrong, especially, when these days and age where we haven't gotten a chance to see our folks as much as we used to, because of COVID and all that.
Let me ask you, John. It was the stepson's birthday on Saturday.
Right.
So the wife wasn't sure what to get him. He's a sophomore at Kennesaw State.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't care about anything. Cares really? About nothing. Just turned nothing. 20. So he does love sports, but doesn't care about music. He doesn't care about clothes. Doesn't care about, never wants to drive. Nothing. He wants nothing. So she goes, I don't know what to get him. I said, get him two tickets to a Hawks game because I don't have that pool anymore.
Right.
So she gives him a list to schedule. Pick a game. What game? What game does he pick? He picks Brooklyn. And I go, they got no Kyrie. They still got KD. He goes, I just really want to see KD. He goes, I want to see. I said, okay, if you had to pick one game to go to a Hawks game to go see play, who would you pick to go see?
Oh, opening night. The opening night might coincide with game five.
Not going to be a game five, John. Didn't you just hear what Mike Connie said?
I thought he'd pick the Lakers, but anyway, he picked Kyrie.
I would have picked the Lakers.
I would have picked the Lakers just because of that clown show that's going to be happening. There's only one ball out there. And we all know how Russell is. But anyway, they're still fun to watch. But
yeah, I'm sick of the Lakers.
Abe's in here saying there isn't going to be a game five because Mike Conley
is predicting.
No, that's
what Mike Conley said. I'm just repeating what the last guy to take this chair was saying.
Hey, by the way, if he's right, he gets credit. We pull that. He called it.
Okay.
Right?
You know, everybody's, oh, we just need one in L.A. I disagree. I think you need two.
You need two.
I think you need two. You don't want them coming back here with a little
momentum.
Yeah, I have
to win both six and
you
seven.
You want to, no doubt, but you need one.
It would be nice to win it on
you
your own
one.
Turn.
But I would feel a lot safer coming back here having the series already over.
But yeah, me too.
A lot of games to be played.
We'd like there to be no game six in Atlanta. Look, I would say at the beginning here, this is what, you know, this is why, you know, we discussed here whether or not it was a good idea, whether it was preferential to play the Giants or the Dodgers. And I kept saying, well, you know, you get home field with the Dodgers. Now, we couldn't have known what was going to transpire in those two games. But I don't think they go to San Francisco and win both games. So that would have been a Milwaukee thing where you get a split and you're coming home for 3, 4, and 5. Now that you've won the first two games, I mean, the Dodgers have to take 4 out of 5 from you. And so, of course, last year they had to take 3 straight from you. But so we know how that rolls. But at least, you know, now you have, you know, an opportunity here to close these guys out. And last night, you know, again, this is why I asked the question early in the show. I asked the question, you know, did you have your doubts when you were down 4-2? And I was like, top of the eighth inning, I'm going, yeah, okay, this thing probably over. I admit I doubted him. And, you know, shame on me. I admit it, guys. Dave, I admit it. I doubted him.
Well, come on. First off, relax with the shame on you stuff. It's a baseball game that you're trailing. You should always have doubts. Like, that's just common sense. Like, your team's in losing in the moment. Like, it'd be one thing if you were doubt if they were going to hold on up 4-2. Come on. You can't blame yourself for feeling that way when they're trailing. Like, common sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to get you off the hook here, John.
I know.
I'm supposed to be the pessimist on the show.
Let me tell you guys. Here is a big reason why this year is so much different than last year. Just mentioned it was the stepson's birthday over the weekend. Last year for his birthday, we flew him to Dallas. Keep in mind, you know, nobody's going to these games. I didn't get to go to a game all year, hosting the pre- and post-game show all year. So we fly out to Dallas for – what game? Game 3. And if you thought that was a you-know-what show against the Cardinals the year before, it was 15-0 in the third inning.
Right.
So I am not traveling to Los Angeles. That is going to be the difference in this series. I am not going to L.A., and the Dodgers are going to just sit there, and they do not have the good luck, John, because I am the jinx, so I will not travel, and that means the Braves are going to win.
Yeah, but you know, that Game 3 show that you talked about, they came back and won Game 4. This is
then
about
what happened,
getting
John.
Huh?
Then what happened?
One thing at a time, okay?
Take it one game at a time.
Yeah, one thing at a time. Here, all right.
So. I still think it's a different Dodger team, though. They do have the experience, but their big guns just aren't.
Well, you see what Kike Hernandez is doing for the Red Sox.
Well, he's Mickey Mantle.
I mean, he's the one guy that's not on that team, and I know Kershaw too, but
well, Kike's not only Kershaw, but no Bauer.
Yeah, but they didn't have him anyways last year.
Right.
Kike, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure I understand what Dave Roberts is doing with his pitching staff. But
no idea. Could
I'm not really
tell
sure
you.
Figure this one out.
I'll tell you what, if I'm not reading those crap journalists, if we call them that, out in L.A. right now, but if Snitker made those sorts of decisions here, he'd be crucified
for
it.
He would be getting crushed.
And I know they're coming off of a World Series last year, but I can only imagine, because there were questions about Dave Roberts before they finally got it done last year. There were some real serious questions. I can only imagine that that's increasing as they use Scherzer as a closer. They use Urias every chance they get. Corey Knable. There's got to be questions about what he's doing this series because they rightfully could feel that they should be up 2-0, not down 2-0, and yet here we are.
We have seen teams go to their ace in a closer role in the past. It's happened. But then you're jeopardizing the next round. No, his point, we may not get to the next round if I don't use Scherzer. But look how that affected him last night.
Mm-hmm. He audibly said,
yes.
I had a dead arm.
He had a dead arm. I was surprised they got out of him.
And then he runs Urias out there, who's supposed
again.
To pitch 3 days later.
Right.
You just had a dude
again,
that
again,
every time
by
the
way.
The toughest guy in the league tell you he had a dead arm. The bulldog of the team has a dead arm. And now you run Urias out there who threw 40 starts this year?
That's 35? Why it is a must win for the Dodgers.
If the Braves go out and beat Walker Buehler tomorrow night, it might be over.
Oh, it is over. There's no way the Dodgers win four in a row. I mean, Buehler's their best chance at a win. Scherzer, maybe next time we see him, if it gets to that point.
If his arm isn't dead, you know, I mean, who knows?
Right.
And by the way, the Braves haven't started hitting. If all of a sudden Freddie wakes up, yeah. Boy, I tell you what.
Neither team has really hit. Other than
playoff
Smith.
Pitching, though. Hey, this is good pitching. It's
all, it always tightens down. That's what worried me about the Braves, because they were a bunch of home runs. They were just long ball city. And also, I'm like, that's not going to fly. That's not going to fly in the postseason. Except for Jack Peterson, it really hasn't.
Yeah, apparently not. Or occasional Austin Riley breakout. But we need to see Dansby and Ozzy and Duvall and Freddie and Darno. I mean, all of them. Just turn on one. Just get a hold of one. Hughes World was brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Holidays are coming. All good. Georgia Hemp Company with locations in Woodstock, Decatur, Sandy Springs. Full line of your favorite CBD and hemp products like lotions and oils. Check out the GeorgiaHempCompany.com for the holidays. Great gift ideas. There. All right, JJ, it was a lot of fun. Thanks much. Do appreciate it, Bob.
John Fricke, it was great going down memory lane with you, brother.
Yeah, it was great to have you around, and don't be a stranger.
I will not. Looking forward to the Hawks tipping off this week, and the Braves take care of business as well.
All right, stand by. The return of Hugh Douglas tomorrow morning. That ought to be a lot of fun. Get Hugh back in here. And have him regale us with his thing. And he could check me, too, and maybe check Mike Connie. Maybe check all of us. All right, Oren, with Hugh gone again, your last chance to do the song.
Andy Randy coming up next on Sports Radio. And tonight, the game, he was not here, but Jerome did his thing. We'll holler.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.